I want to introduce your president, Pam Spry.
Good evening and welcome. I would also like to extend my thanks to all the Lamaze volunteers who contributed their time and expense to this association. I would like all our volunteers to stand and be recognized. Now. And remember to stop by the Lamaze booth because we have Proud to be a Lamaze volunteer button. And anybody else, please stop by the Lamaze booth as well and learn how you too can become overworked as a volunteer. Again, I'd like to second the reminder to be sure to vote in the ballot for the board election if you haven't voted. And remind everyone that we have early morning exercises and film showings, and to stop by the bookcase. There were questions about the continuing education hours, and the 19 total is the correct total, and that is for everything at the conference. So what you do is individually add up what sessions you go to and get your own total. I would encourage everyone to attend the opening reception. All of our food and drinks will be in the exhibit hall throughout the conference, so go around, meet the exhibitors, and enjoy the snacks when we finish this session. And then it's my pleasure to introduce our keynote speaker, Dr. Kathleen Kendall Tuckett. Dr. Tuckett is a health psychologist, an international board-certified lactation consultant, and a La Leche League leader. She's a clinical associate professor of pediatrics, School of Medicine at Texas Tech. She specializes in synthesizing current research on breastfeeding and related fields, facilitating the provision of evidence-based care. She has anchored more than 180 articles or chapters and is the author or editor of 17 books on maternal depression, family violence, and breastfeeding. We are so lucky to have her for a speaker today. I know that you will enjoy her. Welcome.
Thank you all. I'm absolutely delighted to be here. This is actually, I raised my hand among the first timers. This is my first time at a Lamaze conference, but I so admire the work that you do as childbirth educators, and so I'm really thrilled to be here. I had kind of a funny experience this morning. I was here for breakfast, and there was a family sitting right next to me. You know, it's the same thing with all the little kids are here. There was a little boy, and he was about 4, and he was just pinging off the walls. I mean, bing, bing, bing. He's so excited. He can't wait. And he was there with his mom and dad, and he was there with his college-age uncle, who was apparently egging him on in this kind of behavior, which his mom and dad seemed very thrilled about. But anyway, they eventually left, and then I finished up my breakfast, and I walked outside, and I saw the same family again. And this little boy said, you know, he says, I just love it here. It makes me feel like a kid again. At which point I wanted to say, I'll have what he's having. So I kind of hope that this actually can kind of be an experience like this for you. I know sometimes it's very difficult when we're out sort of working in the field and we're the lone, whatever, lactation consultant, childbirth educator. And so I think that these kind of opportunities are very, very important for us to kind of get together, you know, sort of energize each other, pick up some new skills, meet some other, you know, nice people. I find, you know, you come to these meetings and you see the same people year after year, and it's really fun. So I'm hoping that it will be that kind of experience for you this weekend as well. I just want to mention that what I'm going to talk about is actually in a book. I have little cards on your table. This I know is available at the bookstore, and I will actually be at the Hale Publishing bookstore, vendor's booth, most of the conference too. So if you want to swing on by and have a chat, I would love to have you. Just one other thing to mention, I do actually have two websites. The breastfeedingmadesimple.com is the one that we did for moms. It's kind of the companion website for the book. And Granite Scientific is kind of more my technical one. And so if you find you're interested in some issues of, you know, depression or the impact of child maltreatment on adult survivors, particularly childbearing women, I have quite a few resources up there. I'll just explain the name a little bit. For 14 years, I lived in the Granite State. We've just actually relocated to Amarillo, Texas. Granite State is New Hampshire, which is, like I said, where I lived for 14 years. So I kind of named it after the state I was living in. In retrospect, probably not one of my shrewder ideas, because every time I go someplace, people will say something like, well, what does this have to do with countertops? And I said, well, absolutely nothing. but that is actually, if you're interested in some of the things we're going to be talking about today and at, in the talk that we do on sexual abuse and sexual trauma in childbearing women. Okay, so let me just kind of start by giving a little brief introduction of, you know, why we kind of, my co-author Nancy Moorbacher and I started actually even embarking on this project. I know I've got some authors here, and as any of you will, surely affirm, writing a book is no small thing, and so you have to be fairly focused on what it is you want to accomplish. And so, you know, as we kind of started talking about it, and we started talking to our publisher about what would be the things that we wanted to look for, this is the question we needed to answer. Why do we need a different approach? Because I think you probably are all well aware of the fact that the breastfeeding field is fairly saturated with books. And so it was kind of like, what did we think that we could add? Well, one of the things that we were concerned about is the fact that in the United States, we have about 4 million births per year, you know, give or take. Okay, but when you start looking at the breastfeeding rates, you start seeing some kind of concerning patterns. So if you first look at the variable any breastfeeding, that means, you know, any amount from one time at the breast to exclusive breastfeeding. Okay, well, we actually start off pretty well. Our initiation rate's really pretty good in the hospital, 77%. Okay, but by the time you hit 6 weeks, you're already down to 61% for any. Okay, when you start looking at this elusive variable we call exclusive breastfeeding, that's actually where the picture really starts to change. Because I think probably a lot of you know very well is we have a lot of melt-off between that initiation and even going just 2 weeks out. So by 7 days, 59% are exclusively breastfeeding.